Elementary and Big House Preschool. But before we do, we're going to pray for them. Some of you also know there's a possible teacher strike pending here in St. Paul Public Schools, and you know, that affects lots of families and lots of kids, and a lot of worry about, you know, are our kids going to be safe during that strike. So we're going to pray both for our kids, but we're also going to pray for our kids in St. Paul Public Schools, because they're our kids too. So let's pray together before we send our kids off. Lord, we are so grateful for the gift of children, and we want to, first of all, Lord, we want to ask for your covering of protection over all the children in St. Paul Public Schools. 40,000 kids in St. Paul Public Schools, and some tenuous challenges coming up for them. And we want to ask, God, for supernatural grace. Would you keep people protected physically, emotionally? Pray your covering and blessing over the families, Lord, also over the teachers. Lord, we want to ask for your mercy and your grace over that whole situation. And Lord, we want to lift up the children here in this house, and God, we long to see them enter into a personal relationship with you, even now, while children. And so we want to pray that blessing on them, Lord. Grant them your grace, Lord. Empower all the teachers and leaders when they speak on your behalf, that your words would come forth with great power to strike the hearts of the children, draw them into your kingdom. We ask all this in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I can't hear you. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up a little bit? And if you have something in your hand, would you put it down, please? All of us, because we know in this house the King of Kings is here. Almighty God is here. Our Savior is here. Our Redeemer is here. Now we are going to clap our hand to welcome the Master of the Master. Say hallelujah! 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 Thank you. Thank you. Have a seat, please. God, our Father, we thank you this morning for being in our midst. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your kingdom. We are proud and privileged to be called your children. Now we are here this morning to hear from you. God, this is your word. And the congregation is your people. And I'm your servant, your will to be done this morning, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Today we are going to share together. It takes many Andrews to keep the gospel going and growing. I'm not talking about Andrew who is sitting there. We know names have meanings. And Andrew, who is sitting there, I'm not picking on you. But what I know, that we'll be talking about good things about Andrew. And before we can continue, let's read the word of God, the scripture. The first thing Andrew did was to found his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ." Amen? We understand that it takes many Andrews to bring the gospel going and growing. When we hear about the gospel, we hear about good news. And before we can hear good news, we hear also bad news. The meaning of the gospel is called good news. We can hear how Andrew went to give his brother good news. I don't know what kind of good news do you give from the book Pastor Steve was sharing with us in Genesis. We heard how God created the world and how the fall of humankind arrived. And we can see many names are called, are written in Genesis. We know how our first parent fell, Adam and Eve. We know the name of Noah. We know the name of Abraham. We know the name of Sarah. We know the name of Isaac. We know the name of Rebecca. We know the name of Jacob. We know the name of Joseph. And Pastor Steve ended Genesis with the word of God in Genesis 50. Joseph asked Pharaoh, give me an authorization so I can go to bury my father Jacob. And Pharaoh gave him that authorization. But before Joseph died at the age 110, he gave a good news. And if we can read Genesis 50, 24, the Bible says, then Joseph said to his brother, I am about to die, but God will surely come to your aid. Understand, whatever you go through, God will come to your aid. No matter how long it takes, no matter how pain you go through, no matter how you can be punished, you need to understand that everything have ends. And only one who can come at our rescue is only God. And take you up out of this land to the land of his promise on the oath of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Joseph made the Israelites swear an oath and said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bone up from this place. The good news is the gospel. And the gospel is the power of God that brings salvation for all humankind. And if we can understand that, salvation, the gospel only that can bring people from slavery, from bondage, so they can be free. When, if you can remember, what heaven to African American in this country. What make them to go through was only the gospel. If we can see them up here, 1619, the first cargo of slaves came in this country. The people were hopeless. If you can see, the slavery took 244 years. And in those 244 years, the slaves were able to worship. The slaves were able to hear the word of God after 150 years. Between the 244, they make them walk without pay. They make them walk day and night. Their women and girls and children were raped. They were beaten day and night. But after 150 years, there was a man of God from South Carolina who started the gospel. In 150 years, that is the time after 150 years, the slaves start hearing about the gospel. It was in 1970 in South Carolina. Imagine you are taken, your wife. You are not treated like a human. You are put in the cage. But the word of God said, no more bondage, no more free, no more slavery. I'm free in Jesus' name. Can we clap the hand for Jesus? In 1863, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation of Labor to end the slavery. And after, if you can see, from 1863 to 1964, another 101 years passed of segregation. But if you can see from now, 64, in 64, they signed the Bill of Rights. And in 2009, from 1619 to 2009, the first child from slave was the president of this country. No matter how it takes, the gospel always wins. There's people were able to be patient and to endure persecution because they have some Andrew among them. There were those people among them who told them, only gospel will set you free. Only Jesus, no matter what you go through, no matter punishment you get, only the word of God. There were those people who gave them good news about Jesus and told them to have no violence, and to stand up for what is right. Do what is right. If nobody is looking, God always will take you out of the bondage you are in. We need more Andrews. So, the gospel of Jesus Christ can keep going and growing. Imagine during that timetable I just show you, if they weren't able to hear the gospel. And I forget to tell you that at that time of slavery, the African Americans, they have only one institution they can control. They have only one institution they own, was the church. Even if they were out there in slavery, in chains, but they will remember at Sunday, each one will look and his or her draw the best suit, the best dress. They will go to church to hear the gospel. The gospel brings prosperity. The gospel set people free. The gospel is a good news. And nowadays, many people confuse the gospel and testimony. When I talk about gospel, we talk about Jesus. If I talk about testimony, I talk about me. And nowadays, we are coming to church morning and evening. We are speaking about ourselves, what we have done, what we have got, what we have been given, and we forget to speak about the King of Kings, Jesus, our Messiah. The love of Christ compels us to reach out to others with love. Only the gospel. And before I can move forward, let's see a video before we can go. Can we see one video, please? And dim some light, maybe if the video is not clear. Can be kind of bored, but at the end you will understand what the message is about.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord.
Good morning, brother. So, can we please share the word of God?
No.
The word of God.
The word of God. Share the word of God.
But,
you share? You want to share the word of God now?
You share?
You don't drink juice.
Juice.
You don't eat chaff. You don't share with who? You don't share with who?
All the bread, all the things you share.
Okay.
The
word of God. You know what to do here? You don't share yourself.
No, share.
What word of God?
But, yeah, you eat. You
chop. You don't eat chaff yet.
What word of God share? No.
I was trying to say that we should share because the Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God's mouth. So that is why I opted that we should share the word.
We shall live on bread alone. You opted.
The Bible.
You opted.
Let the Bible. You chop that energy to share.
No, you won't come share with me.
Yes.
What you want share?
On bread alone.
You opted. You shall down get smart.
We shall live on popcorn
and chicken and juice.
Yes, the Lord.
You want?
Yes.
You don't eat where you're better to go.
Yes.
You go up, you come down. Your mouth, you go up, you come down.
Calm.
Will you look you with eye?
Nonsense.
Eh? You take say who you feel how?
Can we bring the lights back, please? We just see the video. Now she wants to share the good news. Imagine if those who brought the gospel was only about words, but without action, the gospel is dead. You are talking about good news, but you don't care about your neighbor. You can see. Who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is the one who is sitting closer to you. Your neighbor is the one who walks with you. Your neighbor is the one you go together in the same car. Your neighbor is the one you worship together. Your neighbor is the one you come to church together. Your neighbor is the one you must stand up when he or she is down or where he's up. You are together as brothers and sisters. That is the gospel. Amen? And if you can see this image, the love of Christ compels. Jesus is God and was God. And he said that it's better, yes, I'm sharing the gospel, but I will sacrifice myself, an ultimate sacrifice, so we can be able to understand that somebody loves us. And he said that if you want to be my servant, you must promote another person more than yourself. Dear children, let us not love with words or speak, but with actions and truth. And this morning we are going to talk about Andrew. Who was Andrew? Andrew was a disciple of Jesus. Andrew was one of the 12 apostles. Andrew, a fisherman by trade. Andrew lived somewhere. He had neighbor, relatives. He's from the city of Bethsaida. Simon Peter's brother. And most of the time they call him, you can say, why they always call him after Peter? The Bible doesn't say that Peter was older and Andrew was a younger. But in the culture, sometimes they call, like in Africa, if you have the firstborn child, the other children, they don't know them. They call you on the name of the firstborn. Like my wife, she's called Mom Charlene. But after Charlene, there is Wani, there is Changu, there is Dosa, there is Glory, there is Asante. And then some writer decided to say that maybe because they were calling him Simon's brother means he came after Simon. But the Bible doesn't say that Peter was older and Andrew was younger. Doesn't matter. Regularly mentioned after Simon Peter, suggesting he was a younger brother. And he partnered with brother James John fishing in the sea. You need to understand that to make the ministry of Jesus growing doesn't mean you need to be jobless. Because nowadays we get excuses to say that I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I'm busy with my job. But we understand that Andrew wasn't jobless. He had a full-time job, not only full-time, a tireless job. Do you know being a fisherman what that means? To be pulling the net from the water day and night and pulling those fish. And Jesus decided to call him. But before he was called, he was a disciple of John Baptist. Before he knew Jesus, he knew John Baptist. And he traveled to Bethany beyond the Jordan River where John Baptist was baptizing people. And he saw how John Baptist was baptizing people. The stories and news he saw, he didn't keep that for himself. And John told him, I know you like me. I know you like what I'm doing. Maybe you are impressed. But you need to understand that what I'm doing is about the coming Son of God. It's about the coming Messiah. When he heard that news, he didn't hold that for himself. He brought a good news. We need more Andrew, those who will come and show up among people and bring good news. What news do you bring when you go to church? If somebody asks you where you was, what happened? Maybe you will say there was an African pastor who preached and he showed us a video about a woman who is eating fufu and ugali. Or maybe you will say he was standing there, I didn't understand what he said with his broken English. Or maybe I didn't understand him with his accent. But you need to understand this, Jesus has an accent. You remember? When they came to capture Jesus, one maid lady, she said, this one was with them. I can hear his accent. Means Peter has an accent like Jesus. When he was speaking, they say, he's speaking with Jesus' accent. He denied that I don't know him. It means when you go somewhere, don't look something negative only to say. When you go to a wedding, you go to a birthday, you go to a party, you go to the conference, pray God to give you one word positive, good news that you will bless people with. Some people, when they go somewhere, even whatever good was done, they will never see nothing positive. They will look something little they will bring to say negative so they can break people's morale. They can bring people emotion. But I love Andrew. Andrew wasn't there. Even if he saw John Baptist was baptizing. Means John doesn't say John Baptist was an angel.
We are human. We have weaknesses and we have strength. He never brought out John Baptist's weaknesses. And he said, I saw a man called John Baptist who told me about the upcoming Messiah. In Africa, when we give people names, we don't give people names like thinking only. All African names have meanings. And Hebrew names have meanings. But Andrew's name wasn't a Hebrew name. It was a Greek name. In Greek, Andrew means Andros. Andros means man or manly. And maybe we can say he was a man. Sometimes we say that in Africa, if somebody is strong, working hard, he can carry on his head 100 pounds or 200, we'll say, yes, he's a man. And I think we always say that he's a man. We know he's a man, but when we say he's a man, means that he has some strength. Or we have something different. And him who was called a man, like, let me give an example of the name of my children. Charlene, that's the white people name. But I have my African name that I gave her. My African name means Buzigire. Means that when you just have your first baby, you love him or her so much, and you say, Buzigire means in my mother tongue, love. When I go to my second baby, that's Wani, that's really African name. Wani in English means mine. And after that, I got my third child called Changu. Changu in Swahili means for me. Now we have first Buzigire, love. We have one in mine, means for her and me. But now I get for me. That is Changu. And after, the fourth child was Dosa. At that time, I left Congo. I was in Nairobi for mission. And after, when I was in Nairobi doing mission work, when I came back, I heard a news that they said I ran away from my wife and I went in Kenya, something like that. When I came back, my wife had a baby, Dosa. That is my mother tongue name, means Dosa Buinja. Dosa means ask very well. Means they were talking what they don't know. Now I have my baby, the fourth child is Dosa. Means ask very well. Uliza, sawa, sawa. And Andrew's the name he was given. Means he was expressing the parent hope of the baby boy. His name wasn't a Hebrew name. Why? You need to understand there were those Jewish who were in Greece, who moved to Greece, and after they came back to their land, speaking two languages. Mean that he was speaking Hebrew and Greek. But the brother was called who? What was the name of the brother? Huh? Simon. Simon is not a Hebrew name. Simon is not a Greek name, is a Hebrew name. Means because he was combining both culture, he gave one child a Hebrew name and the another child a Greek name. It means it was like he at Bethel. We have people who has been living somewhere and they come among us with a different language. And that language you will see after the language of Andrew was a blessing for Jesus' ministry. Amen? Someone had an American name. Andrew was Greek, reflecting their mixed environment. Sometimes when you go somewhere, you need to integrate. You need to have that mixed environment. I always tell my brothers and sisters from Africa, when you come here, don't think anymore like you are in Africa. When you come here, we are home. We are not here to visit. I'm not here for temporary. I'm here to stay. And I will live, and my children will be here. This is home. You need to start to integrate and to live like those people you met, and to walk with them and to collaborate with them for God's kingdom. And that's what Andrew was doing. Even he was speaking Greek. He wasn't proud speaking Greek because other people couldn't speak that language. He saw that I will use it for God's glory. I will use it for God's kingdom. Amen? When he heard, he was a follower and a leader. When he heard about the message of John Baptist and became one of his followers, after that, through John, he learned of the imminent coming, Son, we already said that. After hearing Jesus, he was thrilled and had found the Messiah. He didn't hold the good news for himself. He went home. Remember that woman they met at the pool? She was from Palestine, and Jesus was Jewish. When Jesus met her, told her all her stories. And you guys know that story about that lady who was found, met at the pool. She was getting water. And Jesus asked her some water to drink. And Jesus told her, I will give you water for life. She didn't hold that news for herself. She went to other people. People who weren't from her culture. He said, I met somebody who's not from my country, who doesn't speak my language. But he told me everything about me. Do you give good testimony about somebody who doesn't speak your language? Do you give good testimony from somebody from different tribe? In Africa, there is a custom. You will see one church is from all that church, those people from one group, from that tribe. This church is from one mountain. This church is from people from one valley. You weren't called by your valley. You weren't called by your language. You weren't called by your tribe. Your language never been hanged on the cross. The one only who accepted to be hanged on the cross so everybody can be saved is Jesus. And that's how we must live, because Andrew was able to go to say, Simon, I know we are busy. I know we are making money. I know we are doing all the best so we can meet our bills and paying bills. But I have found the Messiah. The one who brought Simon to Jesus was Andrew. But you can see in the Bible, Andrew never wrote no book. He didn't write no book. He was a humble man. But people confuse humbleness and being proud. One time, there was a wonderful pastor. He was a humble pastor. The congregation and the church leader decided, let's give him a medal of humility. They give him a medal of humility because he was a wonderful pastor. They give him a medal of humility. The next Sunday morning, he worried. He came to church wearing his medal of humility. You know what they did? They took away. They give him a medal of humility. When he wore it, They took it away from him. Andrew never cared if they talk about his name or not. In his whole Bible, they talk about his brother because the one who promoted Simon was Andrew. Are you able to promote other? Are you ready to bring other people in front? Or also you want also to be in front? When somebody is in front, you will feel like your heart is burning. I wish me I was there. But you know what Andrew did? I don't care if he didn't write many books. I don't care if I don't have many stories in the Bible. But I care about the gospel. And the gospel is promoting others. He went to promote his brother to tell him about Jesus. When he told his brother about Jesus, he didn't do that because he was a man like other men. He was a special man who has character. And we can see in Matthew 4:18, he was a fisherman. Being a fisherman is a tireless job. Demand total commitment, reliable, and being productive. Andrew did a tireless job. He was committed, he was reliable, and he was productive. Because the work he did, the seed he planted in his brother grew. Also, he was responsible. A responsible person is a person who looks for unity and promotes God's kingdom. And if you see that, you can see Luke 16:10. Also, he was a disciple. It means when they call disciple, is somebody who follows any kind of discipline. He had a discipline. He knew that what I'm doing is not about me. What I'm speaking is not about me. And that's why I said at the beginning, when we stood up here preaching, don't preach about you. Don't talk about you. Yes, I know today we love the gospel of blessing. We go to church, we are using God like a vending machine. Give your tithes. I always tell people from ICF, if you want to give, give. But God don't own you nothing. I will never tell you give money so God will bless you. God already blessed you when he sent his son on the cross because of your sins. Some people, they want to point people toward them. That's why we have those special prayer, special preacher. When Jesus was preaching and teaching the gospel, I didn't see in my Bible where Jesus brought people online, try to tell people what he did for them. And anyone who gives to them, he told them, go show yourself to your people. They will glorify God because they know you. When we do God's work, you must understand that you don't do this so you can get. We don't go to church to get. If you want to sing, sing. If you want to give, give. If you want to preach, preach. Do that for God's glory, but don't do that so God can bless you. You are already blessed. We need to change the mentality of give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. It's about you. It's about you. Thank you, Jesus. You give me this. Thank you, Jesus. I have this. Means if he didn't give you, you can't give testimony. You are alive. You are breathing. Some people carry oxygen in their hand. But you are breathing only when you get money or get stuff. That's the time you will open your mouth and thank the Lord. We must thank him all the time. He was a follower. Andrew was a follower. He accepted to follow John. He accepted to follow Peter. He accepted to follow Jesus. Some people, they don't like to follow other leaders. One time we have a professor who told us, don't ever give a responsibility to any person who don't respect leadership. If you can't respect leaders or leadership, you can't be a leader. If you want to go up, you need to go down. I was looking at those who are doing the Olympic Games yesterday. Those who are flying higher and jump higher, what they will do? They will bend down so they can be able to jump higher. And for that, he was a follower of John Baptist. He promoted God's kingdom, pointing people to Jesus, not on himself. If one person in this church don't like Pastor Steve, you know what they will do? They will tell people, don't go to that church. I don't like Pastor Steve. It's not about Pastor Steve. It's about God. Point people to God, don't point people to people. Promote God's kingdom. And him, he never pointed himself. Always he showed the Messiah, the King, that is coming. He was respectful of Jesus' chosen leader. He never challenged Jesus. He was humble and he accepted that even if my name is not spoken, even if I'm not standing in front like my brother Peter, I will serve God. I know who I believe. I know who called me, and that's the one I will follow. He proclaimed Christ. He never proclaimed amen. Sometime we try to promote people than promoting God. He shared the gospel. And I said earlier, there is a difference between the gospel and testimony. The testimony is about you. The gospel is about Jesus. And if you can hear today on TV and many sermons, you will hear all people are talking about them. What they did, what they have, what God gave them, and who they are. But people, we want to hear who is Jesus. We don't want to hear, yes, give testimony to encourage others. But we need to share the gospel. Only the gospel can make people free. Only the gospel can raise people from the edge to the earth. Only the gospel can take people who've been enslaved for more than 3 years and they will stand up to clap and worship God. Only the gospel. He introduced the people to Jesus not knowing the outcome of the future. When Simon introduced, when Andrew introduced them to Jesus, he never knew that Peter will be a wonderful preacher, will be a person who will go all over to share the word of God. I think it's wonderful to see somebody you introduced is growing. Amen? We need more Andrew who will see that it's not about me. You can bring even somebody. Some days, even I always see if somebody help you, show you where you will go to get a job. They will start saying, now he's driving. It's me who give him that job. No. Is you? Is his strength? And God give him strength or heart to walk. It's not about you. It's about God. We must promote what God is doing, not about us. What good news do you share with others? What good news do you share with others? When you meet people, when you go around, what is the good news do you share? And I think we can start counting and thinking in our head, when you visit somebody or somebody visit you, what do you share? Do you tell them things to make them grow up and growing and going in the gospel? Or you tell them to shred other people? Or you tell them a story to put other people down? Do you tell other people, I thank God for using Andrew to help me for this and this? Or you tell people, oh, Andrew helped me, but I didn't like his service. We need to be people of grateful. We need to be those people who share good news. The gospel, to speak positive about others. And to say that I'm not the person who will be putting others down, who put negative. I will be the person who will use my mouth to spread the gospel for God's kingdom. What is the biggest obstacle that keeps you? Andrew character, how beautiful on the mountain are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, and who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. He was a wonderful helper. Time is running out. He was concerned about other people. Remember, at the time when Jesus was preaching, there were over 5,000 people. They need food. Philip said, there is a lot of people here. Even if we had money, we don't have money to buy food for everybody. You know what he said? I saw a child who have something. He didn't say because he's starving, he will be like the other lady to take those two fish and loaves and go to the corner and eat with that child. Know what he did? He brought that to Jesus. Always. He was concerned when people were hungry. He was focused despite Philip's fear about the cost of the food. He was aware of his surroundings. And he brings a boy and his lunch to Jesus. He changed the word into actions. He was a good learner. There is some people, you and me, we don't learn well. Sometimes what we are taught by God or by the Bible, we want only to add more so we can feel good. He didn't just sit and absorb the word of the teacher, but he asked questions. He never be afraid to ask a question. It could mean the difference between understanding and confusion. To ask a question is not wrong. To ask a question doesn't mean you are not humble. To ask a question doesn't mean you are not wiser. People think being wiser, you need to be silent and cross your hand in the middle of the meeting and come out and wash your hand and say, okay, hakuna matara, the meeting is over. Wisdom is to speak out one word that will build the body of Christ. Wisdom is to speak something that will help somebody or to encourage somebody. What is good? You are wise and wisdom, but you can't share what God put in your heart so you can lift up some other people. He was a bridge. Andrew was a bridge. Jesus used him because he was speaking Greek and Jewish. When Jesus was preaching, he was interpreting. He was the other mic of Bethel Christian Fellowship. When we preach here, there is somebody behind there who is interpreting what we are talking in Swahili. And Andrew was that person who accepted to be a bridge. And when you accept to be a bridge, you need to accept also some pain and consequence. Do you know the bridge? The big lorry crossover. The small vehicle crossover. Everybody wants to cross over. It can be sometime painful to be a bridge. But we must stand for what is right. He was a bridge, and he brought people from other languages, the Greek people, so they can hear Jesus speaking. Philip and Andrew translate for Jesus so the Greeks could hear the gospel of Christ. He was content and satisfied. He never said that I'm not standing on front preaching like my brother Simon, my brother Peter, I'm not satisfied. For him, he failed satisfied the way God put him. All of us will not be preacher. All of us will not be usher. All of us will not do all kinds of things, but we are one body and we must be content the way God put you. You know why today they are firing and I'm not sitting in the church, in the body of Christ? People are not content. They feel like the gift of that person, I want it. Instead, dislike that person, say, God, give me, bless me with that gift. But in God's kingdom, we must be content. He forsook everything to follow Jesus' family. He has his job, but he gave up everything to follow Jesus. Application? How often? You don't need to answer me. It's an application you go have yourself and to read home. How often have we told others, I have found the Messiah? As a Christian, we're always shameful with our gospel. I see at Rome's County, when it is time for Muslim, they don't care where they will go, even in the hallway. They will put their blanket there and start praying. I never see at Rome's County, we are many Christians. I never see a Christian standing in the hallway saying about Jesus. If that person can say about Jesus at work, they will fire you. But if you are a Muslim, will go in the hallway and pray, they will not say nothing, hakuna matara. But we must understand for what we believe. We must tell each other we found the Messiah. How many times do we promote other and the way and what they are doing? How many times, like Andrew? Andrew promoted other and what they are doing. Is your heart there to promote God's kingdom, to support what other people are doing? Or you are there to destroy what other people are doing and to show what is negative about their lives? Are we content with the way God is using us in his kingdom? Or are we envious of others? What is the biggest obstacle that keeps you from telling others about Jesus? We are going to close with a short video that will tell you, that short video, you are going to tell yourself that you are not a failure. You are the other Andrew. If you are not the Andrew today, say, God, I will be another Andrew to promote God's kingdom, to bring other people to Jesus. Can we see that video?
Tell yourself Deuteronomy 28. I am the head and not the tail. Tell yourself Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Tell yourself Psalm 20. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. Tell yourself Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Tell yourself I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Tell yourself Job 13. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Tell yourself Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. Encourage yourself. Talk to yourself. Sing to yourself.
Can we stand up, please? Can we stand up and start clapping hands for Jesus? Say, I'm not a failure.
You've come too far to stop.
Can you clap the hand? Tell Jesus, I'm not a failure. You must speak positive about yourself. The worship team can come. You must speak positive about yourself. Even if you are not Andrew today, say, God, I will be the other Andrew. I know I will not fail. I know I'm not a failure. I'm not a disappointment. I'm your child and the loved child of God. No matter what I go through, I will stand for the gospel. No matter what I go through, I will stand for what is right. No matter what it is, even if you are not a preacher, give a testimony. If you can't give a testimony, show compassion. If you can't show compassion, show love. If you can't show love, show action. If you don't have nothing to say, be silent and pray. Amen? We are going to hear this song from the choir. And you need to tell yourself, from everything we just speak, I am and I will be another Andrew in God's kingdom. God bless you. Amen. Let us open both of our hands to receive God's benediction. Jesus, we thank you because we are free. No more bandage, no more shackles. And we are not ashamed to proclaim the good news that we are free. Are your children are going to live here, Jesus? Send your blessing to follow them so they can be able to bring good news for the hopeless world and to show how we are free. As you live here, go make many disciples and be an Andrew at the place you live. In Jesus' name, and God bless you. Amen. Remember this course. Read this and bring people with you for discipleship. Freedom, freedom, freedom.